there was an election today, basically, the DUP and Sinn Féin would be absolutely in control. I think they'd even be slightly more ahead than they are at this moment in time, and the DUP look like as if they'd be very strong. Let me speak to a man who knows more about it than me, Bill White from Lucid Talk, who's done this for U105 and The Sun. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Talk us through the main findings here, Bill, please.
Well, as you just mentioned, the two big parties, the two big boys, have consolidated their positions. We have the DUP, the latest poll up about 6 points from the Northern Ireland Assembly election. The UUP have dropped about 3 points. Sinn Féin are up a couple of points, percentage points, and the SDLP down a couple of points. So the people are, as probably you can feel on the ground, people are going to the two biggest parties in terms of their support, because they probably see that's where the action is, and that's they're becoming more polarised in their views in terms of actually supporting the two big parties. So that's a summary of the the party share. Then we did a question on the Irish Language Act.
Yeah, we'll go to the Irish language in a second. Just let me put that to you. You're all right, Bill. Does this not show that if the DUP and Sinn Féin are going to be stronger if there is an election today or tomorrow, that the voters in Northern Ireland are happy enough with deadlock?
I'm not too sure that's the reason that actually they're consolidating between the two big parties. I think they see that they want to get their strong views on these two big parties holding their positions on the other issues. That's why I was mentioning the Irish Language Act, which I know you want to come on to, Frank.
You can't take from this that the electorate is happy with deadlock.
I don't think they're happy with deadlock, because we did have a follow-on question asking what would they like for the solution of Northern Ireland in terms of the government, and there's still a majority of people in both communities, well, a majority on the national side, that would like to see the local institutions working, and a substantial chunk of the unionist side would like to see the local institutions working, but not at any price. They, you know, if you put it in the crude sense, they want it on their terms, or most of their terms. And that's obviously what's leading to the current deadlock, because the terms that are favourable to one side or would be acceptable to one side are not acceptable to the other side. And that's why we have this deadlock, Frank, you know,
at the
moment.
It looks like as if there is an election, there's going to be no getting away from it. The Irish Language Act, of course, is one of the main points. And nationalists, 70% of them are in favour of Gerry Adams on this.
Yes, indeed. We did ask two questions in the groups. We drilled down. We went to the DUP voters, several hundred people, or up to over 1,000 actually people in our poll, who said they would vote DUP first preference in Northern Ireland Assembly election. We said, right, what do you think of the DUP policy on the Irish Language Act? And as you've just said, coming up to 70% support, either support strongly or support sort of, you know, in average sense, just reasonably, the DUP position on the Irish Language Act. The follow-up question then we did, which I think actually is more important, is say the DUP leadership changed the position as part of negotiations. Okay, look, we'll look at some sort of an Irish Language Act. What would you then think of the DUP? Now, what parties are looking for in that is to carry about 80 to 90% of their support base with them. But it shows actually that 27% and 22%, or nearly up to 50%, either would strongly oppose that or would oppose it. So it would annoy up to 50% of their supporter base if the DUP reneged in that position. Now, that to me is not enough for Arlene Foster, the DUP, the DUP leadership, to move in that issue. It's too dangerous. They could upset too big a chunk of their base. Of course, there's 1 in 5 have said they'd support that DUP position. You know, there's a section of supporters in any party are loyal to the leadership, and they'll support the leadership and they trust them to make good judgments. We asked Sinn Féin, look, what do you think of your position, your position on the Irish Language Act, your party's position? And 70%, over up to 90% either supported it strongly or supported it. And also, 70% would say they support Sinn Féin. They should not enter an executive again. This is Sinn Féin supporters only, of course. Sinn Féin should not enter an executive again unless the Northern Ireland Language Act is implemented. Again, we ask the follow-up question, right, say the Sinn Féin leadership then maybe dropped insisting an Irish Language Act, or went back into an executive, you know, with further discussions as sort of the Arlene Foster proposal. But 30%... and 25% would either be strongly against that or would be against that. Again, if Sinn Féin moved in that position of you know, reneging a little bit on systems on the Irish Language Act, then that would trouble up to one in two of their supporter base. That again, is not enough for them to move in that. So you've got two very entrenched positions, Frank. Sorry for going on so long.
No, you're okay. But just my first reading of it, and it is just a reading. I haven't studied it because it's very, very detailed and you need your statistician with you, maybe to have talked through the charts.
The report will be online on our website in a couple of days, by the way. So
absolutely. And fully,
people want to go in and read the detail they can.
And
go ahead, Frank,
fully understandable. And you can also read about it in The Sun this morning, where the headline is "Poll 70% back DUP snubbed by Sinn Féin." So nationalists behind Adams, it actually says in three words as well.
But
you made a point there that 70% is 70% of Sinn Féin voters or 70% of nationalists per se.
Oh, sorry for me, sir. I did say, and you've corrected me there, Frank, sorry, 70% of nationalists per se, Sinn Féin, SDLP and PPP voters, but People's For Profit voters. Sometimes we upset the People For Profit supporters because they say, you know, that's their policy. It is a cross-community party. They've got specific socialist policies, if you like. But we have to look at the reality at the moment that PPP, People For Profit, take their support 95% from what originally was the Sinn Féin and SDLP support base. And that's why we bundled those three. I shouldn't have said Sinn Féin supporters. You're quite correct, Frank. It's nationalist and Republican voters. But we think that is an important base to look at. Sinn Féin are not just looking at their own supporters. They're looking at the broad nationalist Republican supporter base. And they can't afford to upset, you know, too many of them if they change policy position. With this sort of figure, they could have set up to one in two of them if they reneged on any sort of the commitments they've already made in the Irish Language Act, which is, in my humble opinion, a little bit too much to risk. You know, you could get a lot of objections coming in, and that's difficult for, you know, a political party to handle if they get too much opposition from their own supporter base or their own sort of broad sort of, you know, pool of votes that they go after at election time.
There was a survey carried out that said 70% of people in Northern Ireland are in favour of same-sex marriage. This one suggests 61%. Is that less support now, or is it, obviously it's less than 70, but they weren't the same polling companies doing the two surveys. So is there a suggestion that there's a drop-off in support for same-sex marriage, or is 61%, 60 to 70, really where it is?
Well, 60 to 70 is still where it is. I mean, the other polling companies, of course, you'll get variation in polling companies. Doesn't mean the other polling company is wrong or the other one is right. What you tend to find, we use an online methodology, which has been proven to be a lot more accurate in all recent elections in the UK and the US and all the rest of it. It tends to bring out, dare I say this term, tends to bring out a lot more of the shy voters. You tend to detect more people who maybe have private views on the issue but don't want to express them publicly. So we do come in, or 61%. Our recent poll, our last poll on this issue about 6-9 months ago, was coming in around 63-64%, still lower than the 70%, still a majority, has to be said. But the interesting point about this is it's dropped 3-4% in terms of the support for same-sex marriage, and that's mostly been driven, 90% been driven, that the majority of unionists in our recent poll about 6-9 months ago were, was 51-52%. That's now gone up to 56%. The narrow majority of unionists against same-sex marriage has increased slightly. And a lot of that could be down again when you look at the comments, and we pick up all the comments from the polling. A lot of that is, seems to be, just getting a feel for it, the polarisation in the politics. If you want to put it crudely, oh, Sinn Féin are for same-sex marriage, therefore, even though maybe I might feel personally I'm for same-sex marriage or I'd be okay with it, well, I'm going to be against it, they're for it. There's a little bit of that coming in.
It is amazing how, and that comes across in the survey. People go with their...
Now, it's only 3-4%. It has to be said, Frank, to interrupt, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of people in Northern Ireland.
A majority of people in Northern Ireland support same-sex marriage. If there was a referendum, I would put a very, very, very large, but not that I gamble, but I'd put a very strong assertion out there that same-sex marriage would be passed round about the 60% mark, 55 to 60%.
Okay, so we can't say that people automatically go with the party that they've always been with. What does the party say? That's who we'll go with.
There is
there's an
increasing chunk on the unionist side. There's a number there that have gone in behind the anti-same-sex marriage lobby, maybe because of the current political environment. I don't know. I mean, that's just me making my own assumption on the results,
okay,
right?
Okay. Bill, Lucid Talk, you can visit it on the website. You can read the report in the Sun. You'll hear about it here on U105. If you want all the detail, the Lucid Talk website, best place to be. Bill, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Pleasure, Frank. Thanks, Todd.
Interesting survey indeed, but the chances of there being election, don't think so.